Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, December 18th. Three UK citizens have been charged in the 2023 death of Owen Sound restaurant owner Sharif Rahman. 24-year-old Robert Evans has been charged with manslaughter. 47-year-old Robert Busby Evans has been charged with accessory after the fact to commit an indictable offence. And 54-year-old Barry Evans, also of the UK, has been charged with accessory after the fact to commit an indictable offence. They are currently in the UK and are before the courts in relation to extradition. Police say there are no timelines available for the extradition of the accused men. Owen Sound Police Chief Craig Ambrose spoke at a news conference today.
To the family and friends of Sharif, I want to again extend our condolences. Our investigators have worked tirelessly to bring the perpetrators to justice and find new closure.
In a letter, Sharif's wife, Shayela Nazarin, thanked police and the community for their support. She notes she's not comfortable talking about the incident over and over again. She adds, although it's a complicated case, she has faith justice will be served for Sharif. A homicide investigation is underway in Hanover. Just before 9 yesterday morning, Hanover police responded to a residence on 5th Street. Police arrived to find one person dead. The OPP say a vehicle of interest was identified, and after a pursuit, some people report seeing take place on Highway 21 and ending in Owen Sound. One person was arrested by Owen Sound Police. OPP and Hanover Police are conducting the homicide investigation in the area of 5th Street in Hanover. They say there's no threat to public safety. A pedestrian walking along Highway 6 and 10 south of Owen Sound just before 9 last night was struck and killed by a vehicle. The OPP say the victim was a 41-year-old local person, but their identity won't be released to respect the family's privacy. Highway 6 and 10 was closed between Storybook Park Road and Grey Road 18. It has since reopened. Home sales in Grey Bruce picked up last month, and prices were steady. According to the One Point Association of Realtors, 228 homes sold in the Grey Bruce region in November, an increase of more than 40% over the same month last year. The average price of a home was $668,000. That's up about 4% from October. West Grey is looking at selling some land to facilitate a 134-unit housing development in Durham. This comes after council received an offer from Kanani Development to purchase a municipal road allowance for the subdivision back in October. At a closed session meeting in November, council directed staff to accept the roughly $66,000 offer from Kanani Developments to purchase the land, subject to conditions. The Canada Revenue Agency is planning to make automatic tax filing available to more people. The CRA will generate a tax return on behalf of some low-income earners starting next year, which will enable them to receive credits and rebates. And the agency is also planning to expand the program in future years to include middle-income earners with simple tax situations. Ottawa also wants to make free online tax software more accessible to Canadians. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack are set to play their final game before the Christmas break tonight. They host the Barrie Colts at the Bayshore. Game time is 7 o'clock. The Attack have lost back-to-back games, while Barrie is on a 6-game point streak. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, the Mount Forest Patriots play at home against the Wingham Ironmen. That's underway at 8:30. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs visit the Dallas Stars. And week 6 of the BrokerLink Grey Bruce Major Curling League goes this evening in Tara and in Paisley. You can always find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Heavy flurries at times tonight, about 5 centimeters, 50-kilometer wind gusts, minus 7, the wind chill minus 13 overnight. Flurries ending tomorrow afternoon, a high of minus 5, the wind chill minus 13. Flurries on Friday, and a high of minus 3. I'm Claire McCormack, now you're up to date.